Hello, everyone. Let me see if I can get this situated. Let me move you guys up. Okay, this is the Queen's Club. It's time for some coaching. Kathy, you're first. So if you want to get coached, you just got to raise your hand. I may not be able to use your screen, your video today. We're having some internet connection issues just because the poor Zoom. All these schools, all these people, they're just sitting around. Kathy, did you want to get coached? Yes, there you
go. I did, yes.
Hello, how are you? Hey, I haven't seen you since October camp.
I know, here I am.
There you are.
So,
video off, it's already jacking up. So, don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's not you, it's Zoom. Like, it's hard to do any video today. All right, what are we working on?
We are working today the fact that I was really, really hoping to be able to spend some time this weekend working together with my husband on some stuff.
Yeah.
And he and I have been empty nesters for about a week and a half now.
Okay.
And basically, we are surviving the fact that I've been working from home and the fact that he got laid off this week by the fact that we have a big house and we can be in separate places. And it's something as simple as making the bed today. He was being real dramatic and I was just about ready to be headed to the women's prison in Palatka.
So the bed and your thought, other than he's being dramatic, what happened?
It sounds really stupid, but
this is really good for
he's
us
had
to
a sore back. He's had a sore back, so every time he moved, he was just oh my gosh, I can't put the fitted sheet on because I can't do that. It's too far. It's too hard. And I was just like, just get out of the way. If you can't do this, just go do something else. I'll do it by myself.
Right, so and I was says words
at my
about his back and
yeah.
His pain. Why is this a problem?
And my thought. Because I guess it's a problem because my thoughts went to, you're always so dramatic. There's no way we're going to be able to work together on any this weekend. I'm hopeful that we can actually start getting along, and it's just not. Today it was set off by something really silly, which was the bed, making the bed, but.
Yeah, because you have a thought, there's no way we can work together.
Yes, that is the thought. I feel frustrated and angry.
Angry? And then what happens?
What happens is I run my mouth and...
I'm sure it's really lovely things.
Talk too loud. Shoo him away. Yes.
Run mouth. Exile him. Yell.
And.
Or I don't know if you were yelling, but like speak words louder. You said something about being loud. I just wrote yell.
No.
That's how we say it in the South. We yell. And then the result is I don't work with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've always maintained there's a difference between yelling and when I'm just louder. But
okay.
At any rate, yes, I was being loud.
Volume. You turn the volume
yes.
Of your voice. Like, oh no,
yes.
This is not yelling. This is just me adjusting the dial. I'll let you know when we get to the yelling stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't see what you put on the result there. Like, right.
Right. This is your problem.
I guess that comes from the exile.
It comes from running your mouth. Let me ask you this. How likely is he going to want to work with you if you're running your mouth all the time? You don't want to work with him because he's running his mouth about his back. If you're down here running your mouth about bullshit, about let me just do it, you don't want to work with him. What makes you think he's going to want to work with you?
He may not. I don't
know. How is it? You're all over there running your mouth. You're like, no, I need you to quit running your mouth first. And then I'll quit running mine. That's only.
Yeah, that doesn't fit in the mind.
No. No. If you want to work with him, what's going to have to happen? If you want your result to be, I work with
gonna
my
have
husband.
To keep my, I'm going to have to keep myself with him.
You're going to have to what?
I said I'm going to have to keep myself in check. I'm going to have to... My thought is right now I need to change my thoughts to not be so annoyed by his actions and his
Well, this is the deal.
Words. But I've heard you say before that you can't stop the thoughts.
No, but you damn sure need to write them down and get yourself in check. You're like wanting him to get in check. And it's like, before you expect him to get in a check, guess who's got to get in check first?
Me.
Yeah. Like, your result will never be, I work with him, if your thoughts are dirty. Like, this is our husband. He has a bad back. He's been laid. Did you say he got laid off this week?
Yes.
And he got laid off.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to be very, he likes his volume turned up too when he's not feeling amazing in his thoughts.
Right.
Just
and
like
everything
you.
Is the end of the world.
Yes. It's like, of course he's complaining. That's who he is. That's okay. Rather than, we're never going to be able to work together. There's no we. It's either I will work with him or I won't. But it won't be because of him and his words. It will always be because of how I choose to think about all of this. Like, what do you think his model is right now? He's sitting there working on making the bed with you with a bad back and is hurting. What do you think his thoughts are? Time to drive Kathy nuts.
Yeah, no. I'm sure he's thinking about how much his back hurts and that I'm nagging him and that he says out loud that I think he can't ever do anything right.
Which you do, because you sat there and yelled that he can't do the bed. He's telling the truth. You're saying, like, when we make the bed, you're not allowed to complain. It makes me feel bad. You can't do that right. He's just telling you the God's honest truth.
Okay, so now we're down to...
if I'm annoyed, it's because of the sentence in my brain. Not, I'm annoyed because I can't work with my husband.
I missed most of that, Corinne.
Oh, it's, if I'm annoyed... It's because of the sentence in my brain that says, we can't work together. I need to be aware of that sentence and to remind myself, I'm not working with him right now. That's what's actually happening right now. I'm choosing not to work with him because my thoughts are, he shouldn't be the way he is. It is not because we can't work together. I'm choosing not to work together. That will put you in total awareness because that's got to happen first before you get to a result of, like, in that moment, if you choose not to work with him, then at least your result, if you're really honest about what's happening, I work with myself on what's actually going on here. Because you can be annoyed and all that kind of stuff if you want to. Like, you can say he's kind of a titty baby. And I'm going to work on my thoughts around this. You can say whatever you want. You don't have to be like right now, He's an amazing husband. I'm so glad he's bitching about his back. But it can be, yeah, I'm sure he would like to, like right now, with a bad back, no, he's not going to make the bed the way I want him to.
Okay, so this transfers then to what I just heard you say was that I can be annoyed because he's not.
I guess
it goes to the manual.
You can be annoyed, but here's your annoyance model. I'm annoyed because of my thoughts, not because of him.
Okay.
But let me ask you this. Are you annoyed if you think that? Hello?
Sorry.
Yeah. Are you annoyed if you think, let me ask you this, because this is a shift. Like, you get to be annoyed if you want to be, but would you, if you're thinking, I'm annoyed because of my thoughts and it's not him, would you be annoyed, or would you at least now be vacillating between annoyed and something else?
Oh, I would be going between being annoyed and working on being understanding.
Right. So this is where we're going to hold two models, essentially. And this is what I want you to see what will happen. You will do things. He will make the bed. He will clean a toilet. I don't know what all is going to go on. And he's going to ache and whine and do all the things about his back and say, you don't understand. You think I'm always wrong. He's going to do all of these things, right? And your immediate thought is like, this is never going to work. We're never going to be able to work together. And then you're going to be like, the only reason why I'm annoyed right now and the only reason why I'm angry is because of the thoughts I have that we can't work together.
Right.
And that will get you from going from your habit model of thinking he's a problem to your model of understanding that I'm the problem.
Okay.
And when you become the problem, you also become the solution. If he's the problem, he has to somehow figure out to smoke dope before he does making the bed so he doesn't bitch and moan.
Right, which, because in that model, he has to change in order for things to be different.
Right, and you're the one that has to change. So if you're understanding, I'm annoyed because of my thoughts about him, and you feel understanding, what does your action line go to?
Work on my own thoughts.
That's right. Model instead of turning up the volume.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then this one becomes, I work with myself and him. Because you're going to do some models. You're probably going to make the bed without yelling. You might not be like, you know, Mary Poppins, but it'll be different.
Okay.
All right. So I work with myself. Go ahead.
Does this work with the circumstance being, I know it's in my thoughts, but the circumstance being that he gets wrapped around thoughts of this turns into self-worth, and I know I cannot be
that's
responsible
not a circumstance.
For his
that's thought. Your thought that's not a circumstance.
Okay.
He gets wrapped in self-worth is your thought about things he says.
Okay.
And that is another model that you need to run and figure out how that makes you feel. So when he's saying, like, I must be a loser or whatever he's got going on up there, all of his thoughts that are verbalized are now circumstances in your model for you to decide how you're going to think and feel. Right now, your judgment is he's wrapped up in self-worth issues.
Okay.
Which probably feels what?
Frustrating.
Yeah, it's not going to be an assessment about his sentences that are going to help Kathy.
Right, right.
So it's like thinking about then when he says all these things, like I would pull out a couple of sentences that he says and be very specific about, all right, this is the thought I currently have that he's wrapped up in self-worth issues. When he says these things, what do I want to be thinking about that? Is it that he's wrapped up in self-worth or no? How do I want to feel about him in those moments? What could his model be? Like, think about his thoughts that he says out loud coming mm-hmm. from something. What could it be? Like, get curious about what's going on for him versus mm-hmm. you judging he's responsible for how you're feeling or that he's doing it wrong. He takes all of this and makes it a self-worth issue. He's doing his mind work wrong. It's like, no, he's doing it the way he does it. It's not wrong. If you want to feel better and you want to feel compassion, that's your model to work on, not his.
Right. Because I cannot change anything about him.
No, but what you can do is present a whole different wife if you'd like to. You could present the compassionate version, the understanding version. You okay. can present these other versions. And I don't know, the best way to hope that he's not going to like fix himself because you do it. But if you said something like, I can understand why this is so hard. I wouldn't enjoy making the bed either if my back was hurting, but I appreciate you helping me.
Okay.
You probably wouldn't say, and you think I do everything wrong.
Right.
And he may still. And if he does, at least you know it's coming from pain. Right?
Right.
You can assume okay. whatever you want. You don't have to assume that you can't work together.
Okay.
Makes sense?
It does.
More Thank models. You. It's always the prescription. More models.
Thank you.
It's good seeing you.
You too.
All right, Rebecca. I saw your hand up on the last call and I couldn't get to you, so I'm going to get to you over here. I had a feeling you'd come on over. Okay, I'm not going to turn the video on because it's just not working today. Like, it's every time I've tried to, let me try, but I will turn it off super fast if I need to. I just want to see your face for a second, at least. Hello, what are we coaching on?
So I need a kick in the butt.
No, you don't. You know how to kick your own ass. How do you do it?
I know, and I've been working on it, but I need a little extra kick. So
why don't we say it like this? I would like for you to help me figure out what thought I'm not finding right now. Because nobody okay. even ass kicking. And like, this is good for you because you don't need, like, if you keep thinking that you need Corinne to kick your ass, that means like, I can't self-motivate. I can't do these things. It's like, no, we need to figure out whatever thought we're having so that we can figure out how to change it. So that if you need to be motivated, if you need a kick in the ass, you're probably looking for motivation. You self-generate. All right.
Okay.
All right, so what's the situation?
So I'm not sticking to my plans. I'm making them. I've made, this is number, today was number 447 in a row.
Okay.
But I have not been sticking to them, and I know exactly why.
Well, then you obviously don't need a kick in the ass. Why? Why are you not doing it?
Because with everything that's happened recently, I already have so much discomfort in my life that I just don't want to sit in more discomfort.
That's not why. Are you really telling yourself in the moment, I don't want to sit in more discomfort?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's the exact sentence. Okay.
If that's the exact sentence. I don't want to be any more uncomfortable than I already am.
Okay. So why are you setting yourself up then to have discomfort?
Because when I was making realistic plans and putting the extra stuff on the plan, which was a lot of sugary snacks and ice creams and chocolates. Okay. But I don't physically feel good when I eat that stuff. I don't eat no sugar, but I eat low sugar. And eating a lot of sugar, which I had done for February.
You actually do want more discomfort. You just told me I don't want any more discomfort in my life, but I feel like ass when I eat these foods. So obviously,
mental
is, yeah, well, be really clear because you're not being real clear with yourself.
Yeah, I don't want more mental discomfort.
And what is the mental discomfort? So we have our plan. And the thought, like, when it's time to eat it, what is the thought?
I miss my husband.
So when you look at your plan, you say, I miss my husband.
Not when I look at my plan, but when I want something that's not on it. And I'm debating whether or not to eat it. And it comes to the point where, like, okay, just sit in the discomfort. I'm already uncomfortable.
Okay, that's a terrible thought for you then in the moment. Why would you keep telling yourself, sit in the discomfort, if you know you don't want to be uncomfortable?
Because I don't know what else to tell myself.
Well, let's just come up with a better thought. That one's not working anymore. You have your plan. You want to eat something else is really your circumstance.
Yes.
Like, really make this very vanilla, because you're trying to make your eating about Rob. And it's not about Rob at all. Right. You have, like, work you can do around Rob, and then you have times where you need to eat, and they have to be separated in your brain. Otherwise, Rebecca, you're going to have Rob back in order to eat on plan. That's never going to work. And your brain, the first disconnection it has to make is, I am not eating because I miss my husband. I am not eating because he's not here. I am simply eating because in this moment, I don't want what's on the plan. And I keep telling myself I'm going to have to sit in discomfort. It's a shitty thought if the best that it makes you do is break. If it's making you break your plan over and over again, do not use that one anymore. I'm going to stop the video. Sorry.
It's okay.
Cannot keep video up today. All right. So it's my plan. Hang on, I gotta stand up. So I'm gonna give you a circumstance of my plan, and I want something else. And you may want something else to feel good, but that's the first lie that you're telling yourself, that it's gonna make me feel good. And you have to remind yourself, it doesn't make me feel good. It takes my mind off other things. There is a difference between the two.
Right.
That's going to be level up number one, is like saying, okay, in this moment, I want this. Like, what do you, like, think about all the things that you tell yourself. And in that moment, we need to have a counterpunch for those.
Like, we do.
The first one is, let's go with, what is it? Time to be uncomfortable or whatever it is.
I don't want to sit in discomfort.
Yeah, so obviously using the thought, like, I don't want to sit in the discomfort is what you tell yourself to eat. But the one you're trying to use is time to what?
Sit with the discomfort.
Yeah. Okay. And the feel is what? I mean, literally, think about how does that feel right now?
Like shit.
Shit. And then the action is, I am not sticking to this plan. And then just have extra discomfort.
Yeah.
All All right.
So yeah, and it's not working.
No, it's not working. So that thought, we have to quit trying to use it over and over and over again. For a lot of you, and like in Rebecca, your situation, that may, you may have had a season in life when that thought actually brought awareness for you. Like it brought like a feeling that was like useful and good. Sometimes thoughts run out. They're useful.
Yeah, in this house.
Way. And this one is no longer going to be one that we can use. And it's not about putting like, well, we just need to get a more realistic plan. Let's just put more sugar on the diet. Let's just do all this other stuff. The problem is it's not really solving what the issue is. And the issue is, how do we get you to the point where you're going to allow yourself to sit there and just think about what you truly want right now? Like, what do, like, your model needs to get to being willing, because I think what's happening is you're eating to feel better or you're eating to avoid pain, one or the other. We always overeat or break our plans in order to, usually we're just looking to feel something. What are you looking to feel in that moment?
Not so lonely.
Yeah. So, like, comforted?
Yeah. So yeah, because it's most of the time it's when I'm it's at night, or it's at night, or it's on my lunch break when I would normally be sitting with him or talking to him.
Yeah. So if you want to have, if you want the feeling of comfort, let's not try to get there by sitting with discomfort. So you're on to yourself there. And if you want to feel comforted in the moment that you want something else, we're going to need a thought that comforts you in that moment about eating what's on your plan.
Right.
Like, it's okay to quit Bob. I know I'm really lonely right now. This is not about food.
Yeah. Like some, it's not about food.
Because I'm going to tell you, what's going to need to happen is you are going to need to literally comfort yourself with some thoughts around food so that you can start getting to the business of being lonely and working through it. And missing him and working through it rather than eating and avoiding working through it and creating a whole nother problem to fixate on.
Right. That's why I wanted to get on a call today, because I was floundering doing it myself.
Well, it's hard to see sometimes. And that's even something else you can tell yourself. Like when you're wanting, like when you, you're going to know that every time you want to break your plan, especially when you make your plans that, like, I want you to sit and I want you to think, what is the most loving plan that I can make for myself? Like, I wouldn't even do a week, unless you want to do a week out, I would consider doing it daily. And I would say, what is the most loving plan today that takes into consideration, like, being healthy and truly feeling good in my body and doing the things that really will comfort me? And know that in the moments when it's time to follow through, I'm probably going to be trying to execute it while missing my husband and while all this other stuff is going on. But if I plan it from true comfort, that does not mean put all the sugar and flour on there. It means understanding why you're not putting it on there. And then in the moment, you're not saying things like, time to sit with your discomfort and say, like, this is not about food right now. If I am not wanting to eat what I think is best for me, it has nothing to do with the food. And I can either work on it or I can sit here and cry. Like, give yourself options.
Okay, that's good.
I think,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I think for you, and just even though I know that you've lost your husband and stuff, but for a lot of people, really thinking about like when you're going to make these plans and when you're going to have plans you're going to need to honor and stuff, thinking about like what is likely to come up for me in the moment, what are the things that I'm like probably going to tell myself and stuff, let me have time away from it when I like write about how I want to show up for myself. And it needs to be like for you, especially in the most loving and compassionate and comforted way, because you already have all these other thoughts you need to work through about your husband passing away that are going to take some time to unwind. And so you have to teach yourself that the best way that you are truly caring about yourself is giving yourself this gift of planning your food and stuff so that it's going to trigger you to go to work on what you really need to go to work on.
Right. Exactly.
Reach out in the Facebook group more. I know you do post.
Yeah. I've been reaching out to my accountability groups a lot.
Okay, good.
So, I haven't just been bottling it up.
If you are willing to put it in the Facebook group though, sometimes like I love accountability groups, but sometimes they get a little sensitive when we cry and they miss thoughts that coaches won't miss.
Okay.
So if you feel like you're getting stuck, like use your accountability groups for like feeling like you belong and that you're not as lonely and all this other stuff. But if you see this pattern that keeps popping up and your accountability group can't help you with it, it's time to get in the Facebook group, get some coaches, go to Ask Coaches. Get us to take a look at it, because unfortunately for all of you, we don't care about your damn feelings. You don't care about them. Like, we ain't trying to make you feel bad. Like, we're not like all worried about
it. No, you do, but in a different way.
Right. We're just like, if I can teach you your painful thoughts and I can show you this stuff, we know we're helping you. That's always the thing. And sometimes I love our accountability groups, but every now and then they're just like, oh my gosh, he's crying. Like, it'll be okay. Or, you know, those kinds of, like, you will never hear a coach say, it'll be okay. They'll be like, let's find the shit you're thinking.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta say, I've done really well overall. Mm-hmm. With everything that's been going on, I started gaining weight back since the beginning of the year. I don't count where I was in December because I really wasn't eating much at all for most of December. So I dropped down really, really low, but it wasn't true weight loss, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, no. It wasn't a habit.
Right. So once I got back to normal eating, I'm up about 4 pounds from where I was on January 1st. And I just don't want it to go up any more than that.
Yeah. Well, for now, rather than focusing on, I don't want it to go up any more than that, what if we just change the thought to, I'm working on myself?
I am. And Rob was so proud of everything I did too. So I put that in as one of my thoughts every day too.
Yeah.
That I want to keep making him proud.
Honey, it doesn't matter. Here's the thing. Don't tie up your weight loss. Like, let me just tell you what a poisonous thought that might be for you. Let me ask you this. Let's say that. Let's put up here. I'm going to do this one real quick, and then I'll get somebody else. But up 4 pounds.
Yeah.
I want to make Rob proud. How's that feel?
It doesn't have what it had in the beginning. It doesn't have any feeling behind it, really. Not a good one, not a bad one. It's just something I started writing the morning he died, and I just kind of got into a habit of it. Well, and one day I tried not to write it. It just felt weird.
Well, that was only because of a habit, but I just want to gut check this thought to make sure we need to keep it, or at least maybe we need to refine it. I want to make Rob proud. Gained 4 pounds. Eating.
Yeah.
How about gained 4 pounds eating off plan?
It's not a good compelling reason anymore. Or at least it's not working right now.
And why is it not? It's only going to not work because of a feeling attached to it.
I think it just kind of makes me miss him more.
I think it's like the question that I have, is it ties his pride in you to your weight, not to the woman you are? I don't mind you keeping that thought as long as you're really clear with yourself that I want to make him proud. Like he was, like, I just honestly, I would switch it to, he was always proud of me and always will be.
Okay. That works better. Thank you.
You're welcome. You are doing fine. I want you to spend some time being proud of yourself for how you're showing up for you, that you're still working on yourself. You know, we have people that don't make their 24-hour plan every day because they ate an Oreo. You, how many have you had in a row?
447 in a row.
447 24-hour plans in a row, and your husband died in the process.
I even made one the morning he died.
Yes, and not to even mention how long he was sick in the hospital and stuff. So you need to take some, I don't say that to shame the people that don't make the 24-hour plan. I say that for you to have some, like take some time to think about, like, how proud you are of yourself. And how, like, just write about, like, here's all the amazing things I've been doing for myself, and I'm still figuring it all out. Okay?
I missed a lot of that, but I'm sure it'll, when I do the replay, I'll hear it.
Yes, my internet is like acting like a jank. I'm sure half the nation is on a Zoom call right now.
Probably. Yes. But no, I'm definitely proud of myself the way that I'm handling, that I've handled all of it. I just gotta remind myself of that more often.
Yes, like daily.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, every day.
Yeah.
You take care, okay? All
right. You too.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
This call makes me want to be a coach. Tiffany, you're next. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm not going to turn your video on just because the video has been, just so that everybody knows, Zoom has been having platform problems just since the coronavirus because so many people are using Zoom now. They're working it out, but if y'all are wondering why the internet is slow today, it's probably because a lot of people are on. So I'm going to leave video off because it tends to help some. So what are we coaching on?
No problem. I really need some help with like those like perfectionist thoughts. Like I didn't even want to get on a call today because I haven't consistently assessed my plan. So I didn't have good data for me. You know, I've just, if I don't do it perfect, then I walk away from it. Or it's just like, yeah, I don't want to write it down. I don't want to acknowledge I didn't do it perfect. And then in that, I start neglecting, like, the progress I've made. I've come so far. I'm a September baby. I listened to your podcast since July, doing 4 basics. I'm down almost 40 pounds. And it's like, that's not enough. And I know that should be enough. Like my heart's like, girl, you're down 40 pounds. You're doing awesome. Just keep doing the things. But then I get these moments. I'm great for about 10 days. I'm playing, doing my journaling, doing my modeling, my thought downloads. And then if I let the data get the, not the data, I let the scale get the best of me. And if it doesn't move the way I think it should have because of my effort, I'm like, eh. I just kind of fall off the wagon for a week. And then,
what should the scale do? Look, give me a really good tangible example. When is the last time this happened and what happened?
Last time it happened was about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I was doing great. I was on plan. I was on plan 6 of the 7 days that week, making great choices, getting some movement in, and I lost 4 pounds. And I was like, awesome. And then the following week, I still was on plan. I think looking at my planner, I was on plan 5 of the 7 days that week. But the 2 days I wasn't on plan, they were bad days after my Hello Scale worksheet when I only lost, I think it was 0.4 pounds. And it's just like I'm doing all these things and I feel like my head's like the number should be better, bigger. Well, it's like it's not happening fast enough.
4 pounds really? 2 weeks is the circumstance.
I'm sorry?
Lost 4.4 pounds in 2 weeks is the circumstance, correct?
Yes.
And your thought is?
I know it's silly.
Is what?
My thought the first week was like, yeah, girl, you got this. And then my thought the second week is like, are you kidding? I did all this for 0.4 pounds.
Yeah. Like, so why is that a problem? I mean, how much weight
do you want to lose? It's my own head. It's in the way.
Let me ask you this. How much weight do you want to lose?
I need to lose about 135 pounds.
Okay. So you got to lose 135 pounds. 0.4 of it's part of that, right?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
What do you think about that? I'm losing weight and I think, what was your thought? I'm doing all this work only for this.
Yeah.
Why is 0.4 pounds a problem is my question. Because I'm going to change your circumstance to lost 0.4. And let me just tell you that I'm not even going to coach you on this, but you've got one big thought error. You said, mm-hmm. I did my Hello Scale worksheet and lost 0.4, and that's why I ate the next 2 days. Do you think the
scale has anything
to do with overeating?
Nope. I did that to myself.
Down 4.4 pounds, overeat 2 days.
I know this all sounds silly. In my head, I know it's silly.
You don't need to beat yourself up for it. You need to be super aware that this is happening. This is the shit we all do. Like, I lose 0.4 pounds. I think a sentence about it, feel terrible, and eat for 2 days about it. Because, honey,
yep, that's
135 pounds to lose. You're going to be like me when I was losing my 100. You're going to have a lot of times that the scale is going to say 0.4, 0, plus 2, no matter what you do. And you're going to have to be prepared with a thought. Because the scale ain't going to change. It's going to do physics, whether you want physics to happen or not.
Yeah. Gotcha.
All right, so what did we think here? What was it, this thought? I did all this.
Is that the down 4 pounds?
Yeah. Let's do your model. So you have, I want you to learn from this. Everybody needs to learn from this. I don't want you shaming. Here's the other problem we have. If I point out your thinking and you start crying, we also have another problem. It's called judgment, and that does not help us lose weight. Ever.
Yep.
Otherwise, you know what's going to happen? I want everybody to hear this real quick. This is such a good call. This model right here, if you uncover a doo-doo model that's just not working for you, and you cry and beat yourself up over it, and call yourself stupid, how many more models are you going to want to do to figure out what's stopping your weight loss?
You need to do a lot of models, it looks like.
You won't do any models. If a model is painful for you, if a model triggers you to be hard on yourself, you're not going to be like, give me more of that.
Yeah, definitely.
You're going to be like, definitely. Fuck that model. I need to just make myself do better.
Never. Exactly. That is like to the T. Like, I should be able to control my situation.
None of us should be able to control our situation. You know what we should do? We should figure out what thoughts are sneaking in and work with them and be aware of them and switch them and level them up. That's all we got to do. Y'all have to quit thinking like, I should know better. I should do better. I should just make myself. Doesn't work. You can't, like, that model is like saying, I just want to work on the action line. I don't want to think better about myself. Let me just eat better. Why should I ever work on self-judgment? I'm just going to keep thinking shitty thoughts, but I'll lose weight.
And I'll end up right where I'm at before.
Yeah, because we get, like, seriously, I just did this call, and like, 2 hours ago. And it's like...
I was listening to the Alexis call.
Yes. Take notes. Listen again.
I did. It's
the same thing.
I was.
It is just sitting there expecting to lose weight to cure. If you don't change how you think about yourself, then it will eventually come back because you never changed how you thought about yourself. Eventually, you'll want to get away from it. Y'all stop doing models because you beat yourself up for thinking the way you do. And then when you stop doing models, you can't uncover why you're eating the way you do. And you wonder why, like, it's like, guys, having the models is there for you to trigger the self beat down and then redirect your brain like, no, I don't think like that anymore. It's like, I am not stupid. This is just what's happening in my brain. Thank God I know now. Because for 20 years, I let that run on autopilot.
Yes.
Now it's time to like take off the cruise control and take over the steering wheel again.
Okay.
So what are we going to start thinking when we weigh in and it's not what we think it should be?
What I want to think when I see that number and it's not what I think it should be?
Yeah.
What I want that thought to be?
Yes.
It's a number. It's just a number. It doesn't reflect the work you did this week. It's just a number. It is not a reflection of my efforts. It's not a reflection of me.
Let me ask you, how does that feel right now when you think that?
Well, I'm crying more, so that's not a good sign.
Yeah, so it might not be, it may sound good on paper, but it doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I want to really start harping on you guys about, the difference between a thought that sounds good versus a thought that actually is going to work in the moment. So we're 0.4.
Yeah.
Lost 0.4 pounds and your brain says, okay. Oh my God, we did everything this week. This is not worth it. Then what? What do you want to
I'm
think?
Sorry. That's I think my internet just cut out.
All right. So the actual circumstance for you is going to be down 0.4 pounds. And I think, oh my God, this isn't worth it. I'm going to give you that as a circumstance. Yep. Because that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
You ain't going to have some magic coaching call with Corinne and all that's fixed. But what we can do is figure out how we're going to think when that shit happens.
Okay.
So what do we want to think in that moment when we're like down 0.4 pounds and please put on my dirty diaper?
I want to be indifferent about it.
I know but we're going to have to like learn how to be indifferent by first counteracting this one.
Okay.
That's like me saying, after 30 years of hating my legs, looking in the mirror going, oh my God, I have legs and they take me everywhere I go. After spending 30 years of saying, they're so fat, they're so ugly, they look just like your Aunt Becky's. That's still a leap.
I gotcha.
So let's think about it. And I think, oh my God, this isn't worth it.
My thought is going to be, you got this. Like, I just am going to skip to, you got this. Like, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Like, you got this. That's just what it's going to be.
Okay. But do you think you'll be able to actually think that and believe it in the moment? I think that's another great thought, but I want you to really think about you on the scale, thinking you're supposed to lose more weight, doing all the things.
I have all these thoughts that I want to think.
I know. But I don't want what you want to think in the moment. I think you can have those in your back pocket. I want to know what you can think in the moment to get you to not eat for 2 days. That's the thought that I want. I want the thought that stops
this
so that you can get aware real quick.
This sucks, but it's all the next decision. Like, it's the next decision you make. Like, 0.2 sucks, but it's the next decision you're going to make.
All right. So I want to suggest we already had a suck, like, oh my God, this isn't worth it.
Right.
So if we leave off this sucks, what if we go to the only thing that matters right now is the next decision. It's not the
point
anymore. Like, getting aware in the moment. What do you think?
I like that.
All right. And how does that feel? How does that feel?
That feels good. It feels empowering.
Empowering. What will you do right after that? I'm not going to put in, we don't want to say I won't overeat for 2 days, but what happens immediately after that if you think that?
I would likely go get my journal, or I would start like looking at what actions I can do to make sure that I'm putting myself in the best place to move forward. I'm a very like strategic kind of person. I mean, I meal prep every week. I plan the week out.
I think that's what I was hoping.
Organized.
Because like when you lost 0.4, you had 2 days you didn't eat on plan that week. And if you were thinking the only thing that matters is the next decision, you would go grab that damn planner and you would start looking at everything that you did. And you plan based on that. And you would look to see, because then you would start getting into reality. Because if you think about your first thought is, I did everything I needed to this week and this isn't worth it. Yet, when you were describing the situation, when you lost 0.4, you were like, I ate on plan 5 days. Is that everything?
No.
And that's why this is important, because you get to assess without beating yourself down over it. Like, I only lost 0.4 because I'm a fuck up and I ate off plan. Like, we don't do that. And we also don't believe ourselves when we say, and we're doing everything we can and it's not worth it. And it's like, maybe we're not doing everything we can. Can I just go look at my journal and just make sure?
Absolutely.
So that's why this model Absolutely. Is important. So what happens is you make the next best decision by going back to that journal, by going back and assessing. It calms you down Absolutely. And slows you down before you do the give up model. Okay?
Yes.
So I want you living here.
Yes.
And I want you every day. I know you're probably journaling like a war horse on all of your food. I want you journaling every day, though, on some nice shit to say about yourself. It was real, perfectionists especially, it's real easy for you guys to sit around and be hard on yourselves and pick yourselves apart. I want you thinking about, what did I do right today? What's right about me today?
Yes. I mean, that is definitely, I can be fully honest, that's where I'm lacking. I can journal all day long about my food and give you an accurate assessment of that. Mm-hmm. And when that's going perfect, I don't have a whole lot of negative emotions, you know?
Well, no one does. That's not you being the bad person. It's real easy to think real good about yourself when everything's going perfect. Now we got to train how to think good about yourself when it's not, because that's the majority of life. Like, half of life doesn't go perfect. So you got to figure out how you're going to show up for yourself for the half of life that doesn't go perfect, rather than just trying to make things perfect so that you don't have to beat yourself up. I'm like, what if we just work on not beating ourselves up, and then we don't have to worry about being so perfect all the time?
I like that. I go. Like that a lot.
All right. If you've how long?
Thank you so much.
You said it's September?
I'm a September 2019 baby. I've been listening to you since July of 2019.
Have you done the self-love course yet?
No, I have not.
That's your next homework.
The self-care, is that what you said?
Self-love course.
You said self-care, right?
Self-love.
Self-love, okay.
That's your homework, all right? Your next course.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Guys, I am going to have to call the coaching. I'm going to answer questions. I apologize, but the internet is so spotty. I know everything is looking kind of different right now, and Zoom is trying to catch up with things. But we got two really good calls. I also did some really good coaching earlier. If you have a question, won't you go ahead and pop it in here? I'll answer a few before we get out. I probably won't be able to get through all of them, but I can get through a few. I apologize, but we'll go from there. My husband got a job recently 2 hours from home. He now lives Monday through Friday up there. I've looked at my discovery worksheets, and I see I overeat when I'm alone, lonely, and sad. All those things have been happening more lately, especially with the virus. How can I avoid these overeats without white knuckling? My kids are teenagers, and I don't want to be with my mom 24/7. I feel like a baby being so upset he's not here. You're not being, but well, first of all, one of the reasons why you're feeling lonely is because you're abandoning yourself on saying something like, I feel like a baby about doing this. It's like, what if I'm just a wife who's missing her husband? Rather than thinking that that's got to go away, it's like thinking, of course I miss him, because I keep thinking I want him here. Like, it's a lot of times, guys, for lonely and stuff, it's just a lot of acknowledgement. So, like, I'm not going to do the full model, but let me show you. So, like, when you feel lonely, tie it to this. Right now, like, find the thoughts that create the loneliness for you. Spend that time in the evening not being so alone by being with yourself. A lot of times you guys feel really alone because you abandon yourself at night. You won't look for the thoughts causing it. You think, I'm so lonely because he's not here. I'm so lonely because the kids don't want to talk to me. I'm so lonely for these things. And then when you like say that and you're like, and I feel like a baby. So then you abandon yourself emotionally. And if all you've got out of this is like, I'm calling myself names and blaming my circumstance, well, no wonder we want to eat. Because we have nothing that we can solve. He has to quit his job, and I have to somehow love myself without doing any work on it. That's not going to happen. So it's really important for you to, like, take each one. What did you say? You have lonely, alone, and sad. You need to take each feeling, and then I would list what sentences at night am I thinking that create these feelings. Find those sentences. We already know what's happening. We're overeating. Find those sentences and go to work on, what do I want to be thinking? Is this a sentence I want to keep? It's like, I'm going to tell you, if Chris had a job where he was gone Monday through Friday and I was sitting at home alone each night, I would just be like, of course I feel sad. I miss him. I love being around him. Like, that's acceptance of a feeling. That's saying, like, it's okay to feel this way. When you think I shouldn't be sad, or I don't want to be lonely, or this is too much of a feeling, then you have to eat over it. If someone in an accountability group, like somebody said, if somebody's in an accountability group, how do you support and hold them accountable? The best way to support someone is to always show them their thoughts. Like, it's always to show them their thoughts. Your job is not, nobody in an accountability group, your job is not to make somebody feel better. Your job is not to just, like, you can give them suggestions on things to do, but if somebody feels really lonely, a really good suggestion is, come back tomorrow and tell us the thoughts causing loneliness. Can you come back tomorrow and give us 3 thoughts that you think are causing loneliness? That's how you support someone. You support somebody by giving them the tools to self-support. I took responsibility for someone else's feeling when I knew it was wrong. I apologized for all the things. I could hear you say, you're not responsible for how others feel from their thoughts. Grr. How can I redirect my brain, or what can I do to get past it? How about you just cut yourself some grace? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do this right every single time, and that's okay. I learned, and that's okay. The thing is that you never, like, really took responsibility for their feelings. It's like, this situation happened, and now how do I want to think about it? You're thinking about it as, I did it wrong. It's like, what if you didn't do it wrong? What if you just did that? You apologized, and now it's time to do something else. Those are some of the things that I would think about. I always tell people, like, when something's happened, don't think you did wrong. Like, when I look at something, I'm just like, yeah, sometimes I don't get it right, but that's okay. I was never supposed to get it all right. And whatever I did, it happened the way that it was going to happen. Like, it's already happened. So how do I want to think about it now, that I did wrong? Sometimes I can think, ooh, I messed that one up. But I always have on the bumper, it's okay. And a lot of you can't, like, y'all think I did that wrong, which means I suck, or it means, like, I shouldn't have, or something along those lines. And I'm like, I never have it in my brain that I'm going to do all this correctly, ever. I actually was listening to Brooke's podcast, my mentor. It was, I can't remember. I think it was Moving Forward, episode 3. She's got a lot of podcasts out right now. Let me see if I can find it. I think it's Moving Forward, number 2. It might have been the one she released today. It's really good about not expecting yourself to do it all correctly. And it's like, that's the way I've always felt. I'm like, I'm never going to get it all right. I'm just not going to beat myself up for not getting it right. I have asthma and some other underlying health conditions. I'm feeling anxious about possibility of getting the coronavirus. I know I need to write about this in will. Can you give me a good sentence to tell myself? So if I have asthma, let's put it up here. Asthma and CV. And right now you're feeling, I guess, what did you say? anxious. I want you to find the thought that's causing it. Right now, it's like, I'm going to get the coronavirus. I might be getting the coronavirus. That's not helping you. You don't have to sit and think, I'm not going to get the coronavirus. Or you could think that, or you could just think, like, I'm going to get the coronavirus is one thing that I'm thinking right now. I also could not get the coronavirus is another possibility. So I think for a lot of you right now, it's like identify the thoughts, like have the one that you have and then come up with an alternative. Like I've been going through that a lot with just some of the other stuff that I'm doing. And I'm just like, here's the one thought that I'm thinking that feels pretty true right now. What else could be true? It could also be true that I won't get it. It could be true that I'm doing everything I can to not put myself at risk. It could be true that I am social distancing like a boss. It's also true that I wash my hands like a maniac, whatever it is, right? Like there are other ways to be thinking about it rather than just letting your brain run on that one thought that I possibly could get it. But I would write about it. I would write about all your fears around having asthma and the coronavirus. Look for every fear is going to be a thought that's going to feel true and urgent and anxious. And you also need to have other thoughts that could be equally true that will feel more compassionate, patient, true. Like those are the ones that we want. Okay. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. I appreciate you taking the time to like sit with the Zoom. I think the recordings come out okay. I think it's more the other stuff. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.